So let's get some analysis on this now with criminologist Professor Nirmala Gopal from UKZN. Prof, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time today. We have seen the situation around illegal miners, around Zama Zama's bubbling over. We've seen communities take the situation into their own hands by very much going on a vigilante hunting down of Zama Zamas. So we've also seen a police show of strength with the Amabarete being deployed in various operations. Is that the right way for us to be handling this?
Good afternoon, Mandy, and good afternoon to your viewers. Of course, first of all, I want to start off by saying, my condolences or my sympathy to the victims of what happened last week. Definitely from a scientific point of view, the minister's response seems to be a knee-jerk response, and definitely not the kind of response that would have that is sustainable or have long-lasting consequences. I think the worry for policy analysts and criminologists is that why has the South African government, especially the police services, allowed the situation to reach this level? I mean, we've heard that these incidences and these activities have been going on for about a decade, and it's only now, after the violent crime against women, which became public, that the police minister decides to intervene. And when he does intervene, he wants to intervene through a show of force. And that is totally inappropriate and unconstitutional in any event, given that the South African Police Service is a service and not a force.
It very much, as I said, and as you've said, is a show of force here, that they have rolled out all these different deployments in the Amabarete, and it is reactionary. What should have happened? Should we have seen crime intelligence operations? Should we have seen, how could we have stopped this situation with Zama Zamas from getting out of hand?
Yeah, I think that's a very interesting question, and definitely crime intelligence should have been consulted very early when this was brought to the attention of the state, or whether it was the police services or Department of Home Affairs, because I think it's now beginning to straddle a couple of ministries, given the illegal nature of the miners themselves, but also the criminality that accompanies it. So, yes, crime intelligence, and I think also because crime intelligence, in the sense that we've heard very recently that there are people high up in both the countries, you know, in Lesotho as well as in South Africa, who are involved in this whole syndicate. So definitely crime intelligence would have helped in perhaps arresting the situation much earlier. My other concern is that the police minister has promised that the community to deploy the tactical response units, and I'm wondering whether he's done a risk analysis or a threat assessment, and whether he has shared what are those risks or threats at the moment to have the tactical response team deployed. And is it being deployed to as a safety measure to the citizens of that area, the communities, or is it because he wants to get rid of the, I mean, it's a way to remove the Zama Zamas? And even that, I think, is so, you know, there's no clear direction in terms of that, and it seems very obfuscated at the moment.
We are also seeing this growing discontent within the communities on the West Rand. We've seen reports of Zama Zamas being hunted down, being stripped naked, in some instances even being killed. How concerning is it that we are now seeing this rise of vigilantism, and will it fuel the anti-foreigner sentiment as well?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, when I read the newspapers or watch the news, you know, television news, you can see that it almost feels like there's some undercurrent, and, you know, whether it's from political spaces or private spaces, there's an undercurrent that's actually providing some kind of protection, you know, whether that's in inverted commas, some kind of protection to the communities to go ahead and take law into their own hands, to become vigilante groups, to engage in this criminal activity? Is it because the government is afraid to take a stance on illegal migrants or illegal immigrants? And I think it's definitely going to fuel this anti-foreign national sentiment. We've seen this over the past 2 decades in South Africa. This is going to continue. And it has to be arrested. We cannot become a banana republic or a banana state. So the political, our political forces or our political figures need to step in and sit around the table and resolve the conflict, whether it's the conflict, the tensions that communities feel, the tensions in terms of the foreign countries where these illegal migrants are coming from. It's that kind of dialogue that's necessary to reduce or to eliminate this anti-foreign national sentiment as well.
Prof, thank you very much for your time. Enjoy the rest of your Women's Day. Professor Nirmala Gopal, criminologist at the University of KwaZulu-Natal, speaking to us there about how police have been dealing with the situation on the West Rand, the deployment of forces of the tactical response unit known as the Amabarete, and just the show of force in general. Is that the way we should be dealing with it? Should we be doing this show of force, or do you think that we should have acted much sooner? We do have a tendency in South Africa to leave things until they really are a mess before we deal with them, and you just can't put the toothpaste back in the tube.